Ah, he rangi ātāhua, he rangi mokopuna. I kona anō, wā tātou kaumātu o te upauri, ngā tukuri, ngā whanaunga no ngai takoto, he mea whakahuihui, whakaharihari. Tautoko i te kaupapa o te rā, te whakapuaretanga o te wāpu ki hauhora ki raro mai tō tātou maunga tupuna.
The redevelopment of the wharf was a function of existing wharf coming to the end of its life and it needed to be rebuilt. So the wider community were engaged in input into what that might look like. Certainly had input from local hapū and to also into the wider community and into the fishing community as well. So those all came together and we came up with the design that we have and all participated in that process. And we've got what we've got today as a result of that input, which is great.
It's significant because that's the place that our mātua, who lived on Hauhora, the maunga, in the late 1800s, early 1900s, they owned that whenua. They were the owners. They didn't even know they didn't own it anymore. And then they were pushed from that area to less desirable land in around the Awanui and Kareponia, Waimanuni area. So it's important for us to attend those sorts of hui because it's a kaupapa that was paid for by the government and it was carried out by the Far North Holdings Limited. But it's nice to attend and show face on behalf of our iwi, tangata whenua, te aupauri, and supported by our whanaunga from Ngāti Kuri and our sister tribe, Ngāi Takoto.
Yeah, the end of the day, the wharf has to be safe for everybody's use, so we were driven by that. We were also driven by the financial requirement to build what we wanted to build, so there was a real focus on what money we could raise to actually make the project as big as, and as successful as possible. So in essence we went to council and it had its funding available of 1.4 million and we also applied to the Provincial Growth Fund under previous Minister Shane Jones and we were successful in that application for another million. So we had a project of 2.4 million and we designed to that budget. And that budget amount was met. Fortunately, also in addition to that work, we were able to work with council and get funding for the adjacent car park area and boat ramp. So that area also got improved, and that was a further investment of $400,000, which brings all the facilities together in a new development.
Well, it's interesting because at the current moment, the fishing industry in Aotearoa has been heavily impacted by COVID. It means there's 1,000 less workers in the industry. That site is a prolific area for mussel growing, for mussel spat, for oysters. So an increase in productivity is obviously going to come from a larger wharf. It means we can have visitors from the south who are tourists. They come on their boats, they find accommodation. They can eat there. The only other area that they can do that is either Maunganui or the Bay of Islands, but we want to open up this part of Te Hiko o Te Ika to showcase some of the more beautiful locations here in Aotearoa.